KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's mostly clear and 3 degrees above zero. In Atlantic, we look for partly cloudy skies here today with a high of 25. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV, satellite systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. With education reform and commercial tax cuts atop the agenda, the Iowa legislature is opening its 85th session this morning. Tomorrow, lawmakers in Des Moines will begin reviewing Governor Terry Branstad's budget proposal. He's expected to unveil plans to invest in the state's education system and to cut Iowa's commercial property taxes. The state is looking at a nearly $1 billion budget surplus due to spending cuts and healthy tax revenues. Branstad has not succeeded in winning legislative support for those proposals in past years, but he has signaled plans to work more collaboratively with lawmakers this time around. News time is 8:01.
It's time to get more fun for your buck from your Verizon-authorized wireless retailer.
Get amazing deals on the latest phones like the Razer M. With its compact design, it fits in the palm of your hand, but still has a 4.3-inch screen size and features the new Jelly Bean software from Verizon Wireless for just $100 after $50 mail-in rebate debit card. Or the Intuition with its 5-inch display. It's part phone, part tablet. Only $150 after $50 mail-in rebate debit card.
Hurry in and get on Verizon, America's largest and most reliable high-speed wireless network today. Stop by and get the Razer M or Intuition, a TV store located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or call 712-243-3032.
New two-year activation or early termination fee and other fees apply. See verizonwireless.com/bestnetwork for details.
35 women will be serving in the Iowa legislature this year, and two of them hold leadership positions. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
House Republican leader Linda Upmeyer of Clear Lake is entering her third year at that post. Pam Yoakum, a Democrat from Dubuque, will become the Senate president later this morning. She was selected by her peers in November. There will be an official vote in the Senate today to install Yoakum to the number two job in the Senate. Women have held top jobs in the legislature before, but this is the first time in Iowa history that more than one woman has held a leadership position at the same time. Yoakum reflected on this milestone during an interview with Radio Iowa.
I think that what it is telling us is that we are finally getting to a point in Iowa where we are recognizing that regardless of whether we are men or women, we are all qualified to do these jobs. And certainly it means we have probably put a few more cracks in that marble ceiling, and women are certainly being recognized for their leadership abilities.
Yoakum started a 16-year run of service in the Iowa House in 1993. For the past 4 years, she has served in the Iowa Senate. I'm O.K. Henderson.
And just because there's snow on the ground in Iowa doesn't mean the drought here is over. Experts of the National Drought Mitigation Center are keeping a close eye on conditions across the Midwest this winter. Center spokesman Mark Svoboda says that dry weather still plagues the region's producers who desperately need to feed their livestock.
Pasture, range, and forage for livestock producers all across the heartland here, and they're coming off already two pretty bad summers, especially in the southern plains, and there has been no chance for that pasture and range to recover, and there hasn't been the precipitation to help it do that, and that doesn't just pop right back in a couple weeks. That can take months and years for that to recover.
It's still too early to know if the drought will continue well into 2013, but Svoboda says there are already some foreboding signs.
We're not running with an abundance of precipitation over the fall period, so that's sort of strike one. Then you look at snow. Last year was a low snowpack year that fed the Missouri Basin, which feeds into the Mississippi. We had low snowpack across the Great Lakes. Great Lakes levels are very, very low, almost historically low, which feeds into the Mississippi. And so that was strike two. And so far this year, we're seeing sort of a repeat of that in a lot of ways.
There's been a good amount of snowfall already this winter in some northern states, but Svoboda says we'll need a lot of rain this spring or we'll likely have a repeat of last year. He says the lack of snowfall for a second consecutive year will cause a lot of problems for some farmers like wheat producers.
You want that snow for not just moisture, but you want it for insulating that crop. Helping with emergence back in the fall, we didn't get a lot of widespread good rains to help with the emergence. So we had a lot of exposed soil that was blowing around there in the fall. That was still a concern. Because of the lack of forage, they were baling a lot of the corn stalks to get forage and feed. Without that on the field, you have less stuff to capture that snow when it does fall.
A federal report last week found more than 60% of the country is still under drought conditions, including all of Iowa. That report also said it would take a total of 8 feet of snow this winter to overcome the drought by spring. The National Drought Mitigation Center is based in Lincoln, Nebraska. Miss Iowa managed to finish fifth at this year's Miss America pageant, but she may be remembered more for her answer to a question about marijuana. Near the end of the night, Mariah Carey of Burlington was asked whether marijuana should be legalized for recreational use. Initially, she seemed to say that she supported marijuana use only for medicinal purposes, but at the end of her answer, Carey said she thinks marijuana should not be used for anything but recreational use and health care. She's a junior at Mount Mercy University in Cedar Rapids. Miss New York, Mallory Hagan, won the Miss America title. The Iowa Supreme Court has upheld a 30-day suspension of a former state lawmaker's law license. The Des Moines Register reports that Eric J. Palmer of Oskaloosa admitted directing his secretary to sign three documents on behalf of a client. Palmer served in the Iowa House from 2007 through 2010. He says his client authorized him to place her signature on the settlement documents. The client, Lynette Paulos of Ottumwa, told officials she doesn't remember approving the signatures, but she had a traumatic brain injury, so she may have forgotten. The Supreme Court says even if Palmer had permission, he still falsified the signatures and failed to tell the court they were authentic. In other news, the Ottoman City Council will hold its regular meeting this evening. On the agenda for their 7 p.m. session at City Hall is approval of specific liquor licenses, that is, for Cliffs and the Dollar General Store, along with four resolutions assessing unpaid utility bills, and the adjustment of three utility bills, according to council policy, of 25% of the coverage or the overage where a leak has occurred. In addition, the Ottoman City Council will hear from Adam Schwiers with Computer Concepts of Iowa prior to the conclusion of their regular business and then adjournment. The Atlantic School District Board of Education will meet this evening in a regular session at the High School Media Center, and during the meeting, which begins at 7:30, the board will hear an update from Design Alliance Architects Jerry Purdy with regard to the Atlantic Middle School renovation project, reports from Assistant High School Principal and Activity Director Josh Rasmussen with regard to the AHS study table, and three teachers with regard to the Lindemood Bell instructional program. The Board of Education will also act on approving an agreement with Fremont Mills District for chemistry instruction, and the Nutrition Fund, paying one-half the cost of a lunch bus purchased last fall. They'll also act on approving the 2013-2014 at-risk modified allowable growth, a bid for bleachers at Schuller Elementary, and a change order for the AMS renovation project. Following the conclusion of regular business, the Atlantic School Board will discuss the fiscal year 2014 budget and the AHS activities study. Members of the CAM School District Board of Education will hold a work session this evening in Oneida, and during their 7 p.m. session at the CAM High School Media Center, the board will hear from Larry Siegel, president of the Iowa School Finance Information Service, with regard to district finances. They'll also review the CAM Education Association's initial proposal. No action is typically taken during a school board work session, which are designed for information and discussion. The staff is recommending that the library board ban sleeping at the Iowa City Public Library. The Board of Trustees is scheduled to consider the recommendation at a meeting later this month. Library Director Susan Craig said the people who nod off at the library are not always homeless people seeking shelter. She said the sleeping ban would be uniformly enforced. In her recommendation to the board, Craig said that sleepers hurt the library because they make others around them uncomfortable and they take up space others could be using. The library currently lets people sleep unless they snore, and staffers then wake them up. The Board of Trustees President Meredith Rich Chapel says several people have complained about others sleeping in the library there in Iowa City. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, winds of up to 50 miles an hour are adding to California's big chill misery as farmers struggle to save citrus crops in sub-freezing temperatures and residents bundle up in record cold. Downtown Los Angeles dipped to a record 35 degrees just before 4 a.m. today. In the L.A. National Forest, where overnight temperatures have been dropping into the 20s, a hiker was found last night after surviving 26 hours in the frigid West Fork Wilderness. A 28-year-old man was airlifted to a hospital for treatment of hypothermia. Toyota has dethroned General Motors as the world's top-selling automaker. The Japanese company says it sold 9.7 million cars and trucks worldwide last year, although it's still counting. GM says it sold 9.29 million. GM, you may recall, retook the crown in 2011 when Toyota's factories were slowed by an earthquake and tsunami in Japan. United Airlines is being accused of sidestepping millions of dollars in taxes in Chicago by allegedly making false claims about buying large amounts of jet fuel from an office in a rural Illinois community. The accusations come from the Regional Transportation Authority, which says it's filing suit against the airline today. United officials deny any wrongdoing. News time is 8:10.
Right now is the perfect time to stop in the TV store, your Dish authorized retailer, and get set up with the new Hopper system before the big game.
You mean the soup?
No, I mean the big game. With the Hopper system from Dish, you can pause live TV, go grab a super big bowl of nachos, and not miss 1 second of the bone-crushing action. Plus, with high definition and DVR in every room, you can watch and re-watch the game in amazing high definition no matter where you're at in the house.
But Jesse, my wife doesn't like football.
Well, with up to six TVs being able to watch different channels during prime time, she can enjoy her favorite show while you enjoy the game.
So let me get this straight. I can watch and record the game in high definition in my man cave, and my wife can be happy watching TV anywhere else she wants in the house?
Yes, sir.
Well, I would have to be as dumb as a replacement referee to not run out to the TV store, my Dish authorized retailer today.
The TV store, 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, 243-3032.
Primetime Anytime, only available for playback of select HD primetime shows. Must be enabled by customer. Limited time offer. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Hopper available with qualifying programming packages. Call for details.
In the funeral announcements, Harold Mobley, age 89 of Panora, died Wednesday at the Panora Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Harold Mobley will be this morning at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Arthur Vern Davidson, age 78 of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Vern Davidson will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the First Lutheran Church south of Wyota. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Ethel Heckendorf, age 96 of Greenfield, died Wednesday at the Northcrest Living Center in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Ethel Heckendorf will be today at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Paul Volstead, age 76 of Manning, died Friday at the Manning Regional Health Care Center. Funeral services for Paul Volstead will be held today at 11 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Betty Prawl, age 95 of Atlantic, died January 7th at the Heritage House in Atlantic. A visitation for Betty Prawl will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Hazel Fox, age 96 of Guthrie Center and formerly of Adair, died Thursday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Hazel Fox will be Tuesday afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Adair Presbyterian Church. Hockenberry Family Care in Adair has arrangements. And Clifford Howard Hansen, age 94 of Harlan, died Sunday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Clifford Hansen will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Grace Baptist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has the arrangements. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.